We are continuing the Gemara, Baba Kama Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the top. We're trying to give a third answer to resolve the contradiction between the first half of the Mishnah and the second half of the Mishnah. The first half of the Mishnah seeming to indicate that, like the Chachamim, that when a Tom gores in the Rishus of the Nizik, you pay only half. While the Sefer that says, when an animal gores in the Rishus HaNizik is a Muad, it's referring to Tom as well, and it seems to be the full amount, which is like Rabbi Tarfon. So one answer said that the Reish is like the Chachamim, and the Sefer is like Rabbi Tarfon. However, that's a Dochik answer. The second answer that was tried to say was all like Rabbi Tarfon was knocked off. Now we tried a third answer. El Eliolam Rabbananhi. But rather, we could say that this is like the Rabbanan. The entire Mishnah is like the Rabbanan. However, we get around all the issues by saying, V'chasure mechsara, that there's words missing in the Mishnah, in the explanation. This is how we learned the Mishnah. Up to now, we learned the Mishnah that when it said there were five times and five muads, the five times were the five types of negicha, the first three times, and the five muads begin with shor, eating of shein, and then of regel, and then a shor muad, and then a shor damaging in the private property of someone else, and finally an autumn. This created the problem of what was the case of the shor damaging, the shor in the damaging in the Nizik's property, which had to learn was a shor tom to pay full damage like Rabbi Tarfon, which contradicted the beginning. But here he says, no, this is how we learn it. Chamisha tamim, there are five toms. And what are those five toms? Negicha, negifa, neshicha, ravitsu, beita. Now, the five muads are, vimhuadu, and if they do the exact same thing three times, then chamishtan muad, and then you have five muads. And we're done with the five times, and we're done with the five muads. The rest of the mission now is not elaborating on the five muads. It's saying some additional times, additional muads. And now we read it as such. Shein v'regel, those are the another two muadim mitchilasam. Now, where does it have to be a muad to pay right away? Now the next line says, "Bachatzar nizik." The Mishnah says, "In the property of the nizik." So, before we learned that chatzar nizik was one of the muads doing something besides shein and regel. Now we're learning that the Mishnah is elaborating that shein and regel are a muad when it is in the chatzar hanizak. And therefore, there's nothing to learn that there's a tom goring in a chatzar nizik. You pay full damage. Rather, it's just saying chatzar nizik, the property of the damaged person, is speaking about the damages of shein and regel that happen to be in the chatzar nizik. There is nothing to deduct from there. And therefore, everything can be like the Rabbanan. And there's no mention at all of a tom goring in a rishus hanizik. And therefore, there's no contradiction. However, that's not a good answer, because Maskil Ravina says, if you're going to learn that this Mishnah is not referring to this machlokes of a tam damaging Rishus HaNizik, the problem is the later Mishnah assumes that this has been discussed in this Mishnah. Haktani Lakaman, we learned later on in Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis in the Mishnah, when it makes a reference to, it says, Shor HaMazik Rishus HaNizik Ketzad. What is the case of a Shor HaMazik in a Rishus HaNizik? Where do you have that? And now there the Mishnah brings the Machlokas, Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim, regarding a tam damaging the Chasar HaNizik. But the question is, the Mishnah over there seems referring to a Mishnah that's already mentioned, the Shor HaMazik damaging in the Rishus HaNizik. So Kate said, what's the case? V'yamar Bishlema, if you said, like we learned the first two ways, that the last case of Shor Birish HaMazik Rishus HaNizik is talking about a tam in Rishus HaNizik, so now it's referencing it. Oh, we had a problem, we had a contradiction, but at least it's being referenced. But now, so if you say it was speaking in that case, then very good. Therefore, the Mishnah later on says, well, explain to me the case exactly. But the case was at least mentioned. But the Amrit Lo, everybody, if you're going to say with this new version, that when it says that the Shor HaMazik Rishus HaNizik, it's not talking about an animal goring, but rather it's just explaining what Shein and Regel are, so therefore, Eliyahu, everybody. So my case said, what's the case said? What's the reference? How is the Mishnah going back and referencing it? So therefore, this third answer is out. However, Ravina gives us the final answer, a similar version, but he fixes it up a little bit. Elam Ravina says, Chasura Mechsura, there are words missing that the Tana didn't write. This is how we read it. The beginning is the same. Chamisha Tamhim, there are five Tams. And that's the five versions of Negicha with its toldos. And then the next five muados are Vim Huadu Chamisha Muadim. And if they did it three times, we have five muads. Done with the five times, done with the five muads. Now we add additional muads. Veregel, Shein Veregel, Muadim Bitchilasim. And Shein and Regel are Muadim from the very beginning. And now the next word of the Mishnah, it says, Shor HaMuad, it says, Zehu Shor HaMuad. And that is the case of Shor HaMuad that the Torah is talking about. And then it also says, but now, and that's it, Shor HaMuad, done. Now the next line says, V'Shor HaMazik, and there is a Shor HaMazik who damages Bershus HaNizak. Now we have the following implied words. We have now come to a Machlokes Rabbi Tarvin Rabbanan. There is a Machlokes Rabbi Tarvin Rabbanan. And that, now the Mishnah is bringing the Machlokes right then and there. It's not saying that the Shor HaMazik Hushan Nizik is the Muad that pays full damage, finished like Rabbi Tarfon. It's saying the Shor HaMazik Hushan Nizik, add the words, we have a Machlokes, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbanan, and now we're bringing the Machlokes. So there's no contradiction in Reisha to Seifa, we are now bringing the essential Machlokes right there to begin with. And then it is, V'yesh Muad HaMachim, that there are other Muads, K'yesh, that are similar to that. Hazev, Ari, Vadov, Bartles of Nerva Nachash, and we have the other six Muadim. And therefore the Mishnah works well. And this is the final explanation of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says there are five times and five Muads, we're talking about the five times that is goring and it's four toldos. The five Muads is after some three times goring and the four toldos becomes the five Muads. Now there are other Muadim, such as Shein and Regel. And Shein and Regel, that is the what the Torah refers to as the Muad that damages in the Torah. And then when it mentions a shore damaging Rishus HaNizik, we now insert the Chasurim Extra, the words that are missing, that says that you have to pay, it's a machlokas, Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabbanan. And now when the Mishnah later on Chav Dalet says, what's the case? It's very good. It's going to explain what the case is, the machlokas, Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabbanan. And there's been no implication to side with any one of the two rabbis in this Mishnah at all. And to top it off, Tanya Nami Hachi Gemara continues, is a Brisa that explicitly says exactly the way we're interpreting this Mishnah. The Brisa says exactly, Chamisha Tamim, there's five Tamim, meaning the five types of goring and its toldos. Vim huadu chamisha muadim. And when they become muads three times, these are the five muadim. And then it adds, v'shein v'rega muadim chilosu. And then shein and regular muads right away. And zeu shor hamuad. This is what the Torah meant when it refers to shor hamuad. That's what it means, right? Shor hamuad. And that's the Shor HaMuad, that which it says, if they were muadim after the five muadim, that's the Shor HaMuad. For Shor HaMazik versus HaNizik, we're talking about a Shor HaMazik and a Shor HaNizik, what is that? The Brice explicitly said it, not with missing any words. That's the Machlokas Rabbi Tarfon Rabbanan. That's Machlokas Rabbi Tarfon the Rabbanan. And then V'yesh Muadim Acherim, there are other Muadim, Kiyoitz, like Shein and Regel, that are Muadim right away, which are Zeva, Riva, Dova, Namais, Vanomer, Vabardus, Vanochosh. Those are Muadim right away. And therefore, that's the clear meaning of what the Mishnah is, since the Brisa said the very same thing.